Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Jeff, let's talk about some freshwater fish, and that might be an option for people today that were planning on a saltwater trip, and this wind kind of changed their mind.
Yeah, it would be excellent just to kind of tuck into some of these small rivers and bayous. And the fish has been kind of slow the last week. This up-and-down weather pattern we got, full moon and some of the other issues, has just made it kind of tough fishing really across the state. I've been on a few white perch trips on the Chifuncta. I'm catching about 10 or 12 a trip, but they're scattered and really tough to find. You might get one here, one there, nothing really ganged up. But I think the next full moon, I think, is April 6th. So look for improvement, you know, later next week and into April 6th. Bass have been spawning all up and down the river from what I see. But, you know, with this cold weather coming in, that's going to shut that down. It, you know, it does drain the water out, and that pushes them off the bank. But they shouldn't be too far, just off the drop-offs. The Pearl River is going to be high this week, so that's going to change that plan. Chef Pass area is still kind of slow for bass, but they are catching a few down there. But overall, that area's ports have been kind of poor. And, again, it's with the winds and the tides and the weather just make it tough winter fishing. That doesn't really help you know, what to do today, but if you can get tucked in some of these pockets, you might catch some bream. They're starting to school up to get ready to spawn and find a few white perch and a bass here or there.
Speaking of bass, I've seen a lot of big bass, more than I've seen in the last few years, coming from North Louisiana, Toledo Bend, Bussey, Caney, all those areas up there.
Oh, yeah, those are excellent. State has a lot of some state parks and places you can stay. Just locally, you could got, you know, places like Caney, Toledo Bend, you can catch a double-digit bass in this state. So that's good news for the bass anglers. But Toledo Bend's has been kind of a hot spot. They've had a few 10-pounders plus come in, plus some of the local tournaments. Are, you know, they're producing some 18 to 20-pound stringers. What you want to do over there is the points on the creek arms, kind of going into the pockets, you check those. It's a 2 to 6 foot range for bass right now. You can find any buck brush or shoreline cover or any kind of small channel coming off the bank. Those are kind of the prime spots. Carolina rigs, wacky worms, and soft jerk bait shads are kind of the top producers.
I talked to a lot of guys that were headed up there. A lot of them were kayak fishermen, too, and they were asking, they want to go up there and get in on that big bass bite. Is there anything special they need to bring, things that they wouldn't use down here necessarily in the river that's good to use up in those big reservoirs?
Now, it's pretty much the same baits. Most of the time when you go somewhere new, you got to kind of figure out what the pattern is. Tell the guys if they can find any kind of willows or buck brush or anything that's on a shoreline with a point in a pocket, you know, especially like a windy day, if they can get back in a pocket, those bass are spawning up in that kind of area. So skip you a jerk shad or a floating worm or even a wacky worm up into those type covers. You know, kind of back off. Don't get too tight to them, and don't spook them because the water is a little bit clearer up there. Don't get quite as muddy of the water as we do down here. But that's what you want to do is look for that cover on the shoreline.
Wacky worm. What is a wacky worm?
That kind of started over in Toledo Bend. There's a little bit of argument if it was started by a Texan or a Louisianan. But it was started over in Toledo Bend area. But kind of what you do is you have a straight worm or stick bait soft plastic like a power bait general, and it's hooked in the middle of the worm instead of like a Texas rig. And what that does is the ends kind of flop, and you just throw it out and let it kind of sink to the bottom. You can use an octopus-style hook or hooks with weed guards if you need to get in the cover, or even just a strike chain hook. And you can weightless or even like a little Texas rig, light rig setup works good over grass, around docks, and in trees. And you, like I said, you just cast it out, let it fall, shake it a few times, let it sit in one spot, and then you reel it up, throw it to the next spot. On windy days like this, you better have a spinning rod because it's a light setup to throw. But casting rods work fine, and you can also get these little O-rings you can add to them in the middle of the bait, and you hook it through the O-ring instead of the worm, and Yeah, if you've ever fished wacky rigs without that, you'll know that one fish, one bait, and it's gone.
What's your favorite worm, size and color to use as a wacky and hook it through the middle?
I just use a straight worm. There's one by Power Bait. It's just I think a 6.5-inch straight worm. It doesn't have any curl tails or ribbons on it. It's just a straight worm. Use that, and I use that General, which is like a Cinco-style sink bait. And that works really well. That's a little heavier throw, and you can throw that on a casting rod. And you can actually skip it up under docks and things like that pretty well. And that's one of my favorite setups to use.
Next event coming up in the area, bass tournament.
We got Lunkers and Liars, March 26th, East Pearl
Launch. Next weekend.
Yeah, $50 event. You got anything?
Bass Assassins tomorrow.
They're going to have fun on Crawford's Landing.
So, Crawford's Landing. All right. Yeah. Information, how do they find out more about signing up?
Yeah, NorthShoreFishingReport.com has all the information.
Keith's right. NorthShoreFishingReport.com.
Has schedules and all that. And go to Crawford's Landing. The river's going to be high, so you have to get out of the muddy water and find some good fish unless you know how to catch them in them trees in the mud.
But Jeff, you're going to be around a while. Folks want to come by and meet you.
Come by. I can give you tips on some of the North Shore bass fishing and white perch fishing or sockeye or crappie.
Some of it's pretty close to where we are right now, not far away.
Yeah. You got Bayou Castine down here in Mandeville. Many times saved me a trip when the causeway was rough.
Get your gear here at Marsh and Bayou Outfitters and head out and do a little freshwater fishing today. I want to remind you, Just Reports are brought to you by Pure Fishing, and they're also introducing that new Revo series of reels today. You might want to check those out. These are completely redesigned Revo. It offers anglers the ultimate in performance, design, and dependability. I've been looking at them. Very nice reels. Baitcasters, that's by Abu Garcia. All right, when we come back, I'm going to get to some of your text messages. You got any questions? And you can ask Jeff or any of the folks that are coming in later on. I'll pass it along to them. My text line is 504-260-1870. Comes right in here to Marsh and Bayou Outfitters at the Spring Fling. The address here, if you're looking to come over, 2600 Florida Street, not in Florida, in Mandeville. Don't get lost.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.